So, good evening, everyone, and welcome to this Laval Rocket post-game media availability. We are with Jacob Leguerrier. First question will go to Anthony Marcotte.
Hey, Jacob. Thanks for being with us. I know it's not the result that you guys were expecting, playing so well recently, but I want to talk to you about your game tonight. First time out there in the pro ranks. How did you feel out there?
I think not bad. It was, I was a little nervous at the start, but, I kept it simple and all the guys were backing me up and I felt pretty good out there.
Playing with a veteran like Xavier Ouellette, he's been there for many years and for, a couple of times this year when the rookies were getting in the lineup, they were all playing with Xavier Ouellette and it was your turn tonight. How was it to play mostly during that game with a veteran like him?
It was good. I think he plays very well. He's doesn't make very many mistakes or any mistakes, but it's nice to have a guy like that as your partner to back you up, and you feel more comfortable out there, I find, to start out my first game.
So you cultivated your patience during that year when getting a chance to play didn't come often for you. Did you ever thought that maybe you wouldn't have your chance to play this year? It's been a long time since your last game out there in the OHL last year.
I was trying to not think about it. I think just working hard in practice, I learned a lot this year. I think I've been developing pretty good and just waiting my turn, and it finally came.
You practiced a lot the last couple of months, but when you are getting in a game situation, what was the most adjustment that you needed to make to feel mostly comfortable out there?
I think it was just the quick decisions. It's a lot faster than junior hockey, so I think mostly it was that, just making the quick decision, not thinking too much, and mostly that, the speed, I'd say.
Thank you, Jacob.
Thanks.
Sean Campbell.
Jacob, you mentioned how you felt in your first game. Can you get a sense with COVID and being with the Rocket when you could be a junior and all that stuff, that this was your first pro game, even with all the circumstances? Does that still resonate with you that this was your first pro game?
Sorry, could you repeat the question? I didn't really hear it. There's a bit of noise in the back. Sorry.
All right. No, I'm just curious. Can you still feel like this is your first pro game amidst all the circumstances of COVID and everything else that is happening, and OHL not being open, and you finally getting your chance? Can you still be like, I played my first pro game, or does it feel different?
I think it feels a bit different, but it's obviously, it's still pro. It was a different feeling out there. So yeah, I think it was still nice to call it like my first pro game. It really felt like it.
And I know that Joel Bouchard always talked about talking to players, how many players there's been on the roster. Did you know the game plan? Like, you just been waiting. Did you know if at what point you were ever going to play?
Yes and no. It was more like a numbers game and injuries. I guess they're expecting more injuries to get me in. So it was more of just waiting to see what happens with guys getting called up or guys getting hurt. So I think it was just going day to day pretty much.
And lastly, how do you prepare for a game when you haven't had a game in so long? Like, I know you practice a certain way, but you must have tried to do something a little bit differently.
I think I tried to stay to remember my routine from last year for my games, and just getting a good warm-up in, good touches on the ice, and then keeping it simple out there to start out the game.
Thanks, Jacob.
Thanks.
Next question will go to Nicolas Landry, RDS.ca.
Hey, Jacob, just wondering, you said earlier how nervous you were in the beginning there. How challenging was it to find your rhythm tonight, considering all the special teams, how much the special teams were involved in the first with four minor penalties on the other side?
I think it was good. It was just good nerves. It wasn't like anything too crazy, but with all the penalties, I just tried to stay into the game and just wait for my next shift and try and be solid. Keep it simple, like I said earlier, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious also if you talked to if you've been in touch with the other junior guys that were there before, Caden and Gianni. Did you stay in touch with them since they've been gone and throughout the season?
No, I actually haven't kept touch with them. But I chatted with them when they played here, and they said the same thing, just to keep it simple, and then you'll get your groove.
Mm-hmm. To see them before you have some kind of success at this level, did that reassure you that you were able to also hold your own tonight?
Yeah, for sure. to see those guys go out there and, like I said, just play their game. It's nice to be able to come in after and then have a bit of reassurance to play my game.
Okay, thanks.
We'll take two more questions for Jacob. We'll go with Amy Johnson. Amy?
Thank you. Hi, Jacob. Question for you. Can you talk a little bit about your experience just, you know, this first season with the Rocket, your experience with Joel Bouchard and the coaching staff and how they've really helped you? And in addition to playing on a pairing with Xavier Ouellet, what players have you really gone to ask for advice and you're kind of seeing as a bit of a mentor there on the team?
Yeah, I think it's been good. I practiced with a lot of pace here, so that's helped my game a lot, I think. Just really like popping. And then, yeah, like you said, it's nice playing with X, who's got all the experience, who I can ask any question and he's got the answer for it. Him, Toby, I think most of the D, like, they're easy to talk to and they're really nice guys. So it's pretty easy.
For fans out there who are just getting familiar with you as a player, can you just tell us what you feel are your biggest strengths in your game on the ice?
I think mostly shut down. So any team with like top lines, obviously once I get under myself in this league, I think I can shut down those top guys and keep the pucks out of our net.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
No problem.
Last question for Jacob. We'll go with Jared Book.
Hi, Jacob. Joel mentioned a couple days ago that he doesn't necessarily feel that young players need to play in order to get ready for the AHL. You know, obviously you want to play and you want to be on the ice, but do you feel that having that time in practice really prepared you better for this first game?
Oh yeah, 100%. I think it's a lot different than junior with the amount of pace in practice. I find a lot of just game situations, stuff like that. I think it's good to obviously practice with all those guys that have played in this league. So it's nice. And yeah, I think he's pretty bang on with that I felt pretty comfortable going into this game.